Well, it started off as a filler programme for RTE in the summer of 1962, when I guess 9.30 really was late. But it's now the longest running chat show in the world, celebrating its 50th anniversary in just 2 weeks' time. Our reporter, Paula Kniff, spent a night behind the scenes at the Late Late Show. So, Paula, how did you get on?
It was actually very exciting. I'd never been to the Late Late Show before or inside the studios at RTE. The Late Late Show is filmed in Studio 4, which is the biggest studio, seats 200 people. It's very high-end, a lot different, I noticed, to TV3, where I was a couple of weeks ago. So there were, you know, tons of lights and lots of camera people, lots of production going into the show. So the first person I bumped into was the lovely host, Ryan Tuberty.
Very few people will ever understand what it's like to present a live programme like The Late Late Show for 2 hours solid. It's a small club. The other members happen to be Pat Kenny and Gay Byrne. And it's very hard to try and explain it because it is so enormous and difficult and enjoyable.
Okay, kill that one, sorry.
You're about 20 minutes before the moment I get really nervous, where I can only imagine it's like you're in your rugby kit in the tunnel. And you can hear the roar of the crowd and you're about to emerge. So that's a very exciting 20 minutes, but it's nerve-wracking too. And it happens every Friday and I think it's fuel.
Okay, so Paula, so what went on behind the scenes before the audience and the guests took their places?
Well, it is very highly produced. There's a big sense of control in the production process. So they have multiple rehearsals where Ryan rehearses his script. They bring in some of the guests and he'll talk to them. And then all the bands rehearse as well. I was surprised by how many staff were in the studio by 7 p.m. between cameras, lights, floor staff. And then everything is practiced beforehand. So all the camera angles, all the lighting, everything has already been decided upon before the show airs at 9.30. And this is Michael Keeley, the executive producer of The Late Late Show.
We have quite a large production team. We have 13, including Ryan. That's broken down in terms of two producers. We then have five researchers. We have a music associate. It's probably the biggest production of the week.
My name is Catherine Cal, and I'm a researcher on The Late Late Show. The role of researcher involves sourcing, securing guests. A big part of the process would be talking to the guest and establishing their story, and very much establishing, because it's television, how they tell it, and if they can tell it, and if they can tell it within a certain time frame.
Celebrities aren't as willing these days to jump and appear just because we want them to come on The Late Late Show, and we have to work around their schedule as opposed to them in the past usually appearing whenever we wanted them to. Generally speaking, we like to maintain the exclusivity of certain guests. It helps the cachet of The Late Late Show in terms of appearing on it. It helps, certainly from audience terms, if somebody hasn't told their story on radio and television throughout the week and we're the last person that they tell the story to. Exclusivity does matter. We're fortunate in that most people want to tell their story on The Late Late Show first.
Hello, how are you? Have a great night.
There's a huge amount of the show that's not filmed. That is great fun. Before the show starts, I'll go out for a few minutes and I'll say happy birthday to people and happy anniversary, and we'll have a bit of crack around the scenes. And equally then, during the ad breaks, the band, who are critical to the programme's existence because they keep the party going. If people are happy in studio, it will add to the sense of occasion, the excitement, and then that equally then spills into television at home because they think, I'd love to be there.
Good evening! I won't get any prizes. Good evening!
So once that rehearsal is over, Ryan has one more run through of his script and then the guests start arriving. And there is a real party atmosphere in the studio, Brenda. It was actually very fun. The house band play and they warm up the crowd. They give out some prizes and then Ryan will come out and have a chat with everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please